Welcome back to the roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke, on for a few minutes here in place of Joe Donahue. Going to talk to Sean Stone about what's going on this week, our cultural commentator. Welcome back, Sean.
Good morning, Sarah.
How are you?
Delightful.
What have you seen this week?
Well, I went to the New York State Museum, where they just opened a new exhibit last weekend. It's called Imaging the West, and it's paintings and bronze sculptures from the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York.
Oh, great.
It's really spectacular. It's the kind of thing, because I am a movie person.
Yes.
It was interesting to walk into all of that Frederick Remington and Russell and Curtis paintings, and the bronze sculptures are amazing, and just see, oh my gosh, this was like the foundational imagery of the American cultural myth of the West that lasted for like 80 years. That was like American popular culture, the Western. And it's amazing to see it there in person. And there are signs everywhere: do not touch the art.
Do not touch the art.
Do not touch the art.
So that is at the New York State Museum, Imaging the West. It just opened?
It just opened last weekend.
Cool. So that people can check that out. And you've seen a movie?
The Boss.
How was it?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was very funny. It's Melissa McCarthy, and she plays a sort of a female Donald Trump type, who gets caught for insider trading and loses everything, and then rebuilds her empire on the backs of a Girl Scout type organization.
Cookie Mafia.
Cookie Mafia, pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
And it's very funny. It has a terrific cast: Kristen Bell and what's her name? Kristen Schaal. Yeah, she's in it.
Uh-huh.
And it's got that improvisational feel, but the plot was a little tighter than I expected.
Good.
You know, and it was a lot of fun, and she has a lot of fun with the character. And there's Kathy Bates is in it too.
Oh, great. So and I think the character is a character that, or an idea that Melissa McCarthy had a while ago, and then she's been successful enough to be like, this is a character I have, an idea I have for a movie. We can make it now because I'm doing well, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, when people succeed. Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I would recommend that movie. It's another hard R comedy, though.
Okay.
Although there are little children in the movie, do not take them to see the movie.
Gotcha. That is The Boss, starring Melissa McCarthy. It is in theaters now. This week, a lot upcoming.
Yes.
This weekend is crazy. All this week on the roundtable, we've been featuring things, and it seems like everything's on Saturday, giving people a lot of options.
I know. Like Friday night, Lewis Black is returning to the Palace Theater. I'm sure he's going to have a lot to say.
I imagine it is a particularly juicy time to see Lewis Black stand up.
Yes, because I don't want to say the material writes itself, but let's just say that it's a fertile ground for him to do his comic explorations of rage.
Much to intelligently rage about, exactly.
Yes. Yes.
Lewis Black is at the Palace Theater in Albany tomorrow night. That is Friday, the 15th of April.
Also Friday night at the New York State Writers Institute. I think it's the last one in their spring film series at Page Hall in downtown Albany. It's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, which is also, a nice two-hour psycho rage trip.
it's with
Liz and Dick and Sandy and George.
It's important and it is tiring.
Oh, it's exhausting.
But it's fantastic, obviously. Yeah. That's the Writers Institute presenting Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Page Hall at the downtown campus.
And then Friday and Saturday, Friday night, Saturday and matinee, and Saturday evening at the Capitol Theater in Rome, they're showing Casablanca. And I'm only mentioning this because Casablanca plays everywhere all the time. It's probably the most revived classic film. It's a new 35mm print from Warner Brothers.
Wow.
There are entire studios that don't deal in film at all anymore. I mean, it's not just they don't make new prints of old movies. They don't make new prints of new movies.
Right.
You know, they've just gone all digital. So this is a rare occurrence. And the Capitol is one of the few places that can still screen it.
So what will that lend to the film? What quality will be there that mightn't be there otherwise?
If it's from the latest restoration, it will look as close to the original as you could possibly imagine, and they I don't want to go all film nerd,
but fine.
But they have carbon arc projectors at the Capitol, which, that was the way film was projected, up through the 70s.
Okay.
And it's a different quality of light. It's really cool.
Great. So that's Casablanca is at the Capitol Theater in Rome this weekend.
And then Saturday afternoon at 5:30, the Ukuleides are going to be at the Omai International Arts Center in Ghent.
The Ukuleides is a ukulele lady band, and
yes,
we played them coming in. They're pretty fun.
Yeah. And then Saturday, the Family Wonders series continues at the Egg in Albany at 3 o'clock with the Peking Acrobats. It's the only place the word Peking ever survives now.
Yeah.
Is in the names of groups that existed before it became Beijing.
Right. That's at the Egg in Albany on Saturday at 3 p.m.
And then Saturday night at the Egg, it's an evening of jazz with the Brad Meldow Trio. And then also Saturday night. Everything is Saturday.
I know. There's a lot going on. Season's picking up as we, knock wood, had our last bad weather. Hopefully, last week.
Yeah. Yeah, the eighth step at Proctor's Saturday night is presenting Roy Zimmerman, and that's sort of folky political satire song. So again, lots to work with.
That's right.
Should be fun.
Eighth step at Proctor's tomorrow night. No, sorry, Saturday night. Roy Zimmerman.
And then the Albany Symphony Orchestra teams up again with Dame Evelyn Glennie, the extraordinary percussionist, in a program called Dream Machine. That's at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall Saturday night and Sunday afternoon, I believe.
I believe we are, I haven't confirmed the segment, but we should be featuring that on the roundtable tomorrow.
There you go. So I'll shut up.
No, not at all. I just don't want to make, in case they're listening, they should be like, is this our mention? Were we supposed to be there? No, I think they're still on tomorrow.
And then Sunday afternoon at the Helen Froelich Auditorium at the Hyde Collection, the de Blasi's Chamber Music Series, this is their second to last concert in their this year's series, is the Nave Piano Trio.
It's at the Hyde Collection, Sunday at 2?
Yes. And then starting Sunday, and it goes Sunday the 17th, and it goes through April 23rd. It's the annual Albany Poets multi-night poetry extravaganza called Albany Word Fest 2016. There's a lot of venues, McGeary's, the Low Beat, Upstate Artists Guild around Albany. There's like three or four other venues, I believe. Go to their website, check it out. I can't remember them all.
Albany Word Fest 2016. It's a week long.
Yes, it's a week-long thing.
In this National Poetry Month, so that's, you know.
Is it?
Appropriately timed.
I should have known that.
That's okay. April is National Poetry Month.
I did notice that I think it was yesterday or the day before was Grilled Cheese Day or something.
That was
Tuesday, maybe?
I got a text message about it from a friend who sent me a picture of a sandwich, and I said, are you sending me a picture or bringing me a sandwich? Because one is cool and one is
not
taunting.
Yes.
But it was earlier this week, right? There's a holiday for everything.
Yes, there is. And then Wednesday, the Troy Chromatic Concert Series continues at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall with a piano recital with Lise de La Salle. The program is Beethoven, Ligeti, and Brahms. And there are a bunch of new movies opening.
Okay. Let's learn about them.
There is My Golden Days, which is a highly acclaimed French film from Arnold Desplechin. He did, do you ever see A Christmas Story with Catherine Deneuve, Mathieu Alberic? It's like
That's very familiar, but I can't think, I don't think so.
It's like the best Christmas movie made in the last 40 years.
Okay.
Really good.
All right.
And the movie's getting fantastic reviews.
Do you know what it is about?
It's a writer remembering back to like the three romances of his youth.
Okay.
So there's a lot of like, you know, how would you describe it? They're played by different actors, and you're not sure how reliable the narrator is.
Okay.
And it should be great.
It's called My Golden Days.
And then we have Born to be Blue, which is Ethan Hawke as Chet Baker.
Yeah.
Which also is getting good reviews. That looks like pretty good.
It looks pretty intense.
Oh, well, you know, Chet Baker had an interesting life.
He did.
The jazz trumpeter.
Yes.
And then we have the documentary City of Gold, in which a food writer explores the Los Angeles food scene as a sort of gateway into multicultural globalism.
Yeah.
Sounds intriguing.
It looks pretty good.
Yeah.
It looks pretty good. Because he can make or break, it seems, restaurants in Los Angeles area, but he's very, it's not like he only goes to like a, you know, celebrity run or big chef named. He goes to every little place to try all the different cuisine from all over the world, like you said, globalism.
There's a food truck, he'll check that out.
Yeah. Yeah. And it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
And then the behemoth of the week.
Sigh. The Jungle Book. Now, my concern about this is just conceptually, my concern is, okay, it's a story about a boy raised in the jungle.
Correct.
there's no way you should see that realistically. I'm sorry. I mean, when Kipling wrote it, you read the book, it's in your mind.
Sure.
It was a wonderful animated film.
Absolutely.
By Disney in 1966. I think it was the first movie that I was taken to that I was not carried out of screaming.
Really?
Previous to that was Snow White, which I was carried out of screaming.
Because
was,
of your age and how terrifying
it
is.
Yeah, I was like 3 and a half. It right. was not a good call. But it's not live action, but it's, you know, live action CGI.
Yeah.
And it just looks kind of terrifying.
I think the animals look frightening, as they would if you were approached by them in the...
That's
but I really like Jon Favreau.
Yeah.
So I'm, you know...
You're optimistic?
Yeah, but I also don't know if I'll see it.
I'm tempted to go see it.
But I think it'll do well.
I'm only going to go see it if I can see it at a matinee with a lot of kids, because I want to see how much they scream. To see if they're terrified by
or
it.
Or if they like it.
Yes, they may love it.
All right. Sean Stone is our cultural commentator. Everything we've talked about with him is posted on our website, wamc.org/roundtable, or will be shortly.